Patricia Spam.
Hello, I'm calling from Jersey Penis Survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary penis survey, and I would like to ask you questions about your community in the nation, sir.
About who?
This is about questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have time for the survey?
I can't hear. Say again, what was about?
This is a survey about issues facing your community and the nation.
Sure, I got time.
Okay, thank you, sir. I would like to know, sir, what is the year of your birth?
So it's like a scam. What do you know that for?
It is not. It is because for the questions, okay. Right, but I completely understand that, sir.
All right. I'm,
yes,
sir. I'm 51 years old, so do the math.
But can you please tell us when it is it? Okay. Thank you so much for that, sir. I really appreciate it. Also, this is the first question. What is your race?
American.
Thank you. May I know, this is the second question. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I usually vote on the issues. I'll depend on what side issue they are. Just say independent, probably.
Independent. Okay. Thank you for your answer. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party or neither?
Neither, because they both are full of shit sometimes.
Thank you so much. And also, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
1 year college.
Thank you. And next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which country is headed, sir?
All depends on the issues and where we're headed. You know, everything is not a monolith. I just can't say it's going bad. In some aspects, it's doing all right. So I'm kind of in the middle with how it's going.
Okay. And how can you qualify that, sir? Do you qualify like somewhat satisfied or somewhat unsatisfied or very unsatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job of Joe Biden is doing as a president? You can say strongly approve, somewhat approve, neither approve or disapprove, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Probably milligram, somewhere.
Thank you.
Somewhere approved.
Somewhere approved. Thank you, sir. Next question, it says, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Number 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of a person or a group, you can tell us that as well, okay?
All right.
First one that I have is Joe Biden.
About a 6.
6, thank you. Democrats in Congress?
About a 7.
Thank you. Brian Kemp?
Brian Kemp,
That's right. Kemp. Yes, sir.
About a 8.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
She'd be the same as Joe one. Same person. Different situation. About a 7.
About a 7. Thank you. Cornel West.
0. Negative 0.
0. Thank you. Fanny Willis.
Negative. Fanny Willis. Let me see. She's doing all right. I'd say about a 7 with her, too. A 7.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump.
That's right.
Had a bad Donald year. Trump. Had a bad year. I'd get done about a 1.
1. Okay. Thanks so much for your answer. No matter how frequently your voting elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power of you feel your vote has from a scale 0 to 10, where 0, remember, that means your vote has no power at all, and a number 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter on you. You can rate from 0 to 10, sir.
Me being who I am, a black man in America, a 0.
No power at all?
None whatsoever. None, man. None.
Thank you. Also, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? You can rate from 0 to 10. Remember, 10 means a lot of power. 0 means no power at all.
0, because we won't get out and vote. We won't get out of vote. So ain't no power not vote. So none.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you rate this as a 0?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me go ahead right now and move forward with the following question. How would you describe black political power since 2020? You can say much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, or somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful.
No difference, man. We've been the same way for 60 years. No changes. No different. For 60 years.
Thank you, sir, for that answer. I really appreciate it. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices?
A 10.
A 10? Okay. Definitely will vote.
Yeah, I do vote. Do whether I make a difference or not, I vote because, you know, people afford me the right to vote through blood, sweat, and tears.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, sir. I really appreciate it, and thank you for helping me out with filling this survey. How would you say, sir, how would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all, who is elected president in 2024? You can say a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all.
I care a great deal because it matters, man. We almost lost our democracy last year. I care. Everybody should care a lot.
And do you think that this is like a little bit your answer?
I care a lot. A 10 on the scale of 1 to 10. I care a lot who the president is.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? Another third-party candidate, would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I won't vote. It won't be on Cornel West.
It will be for Cornel West, your vote?
No. I don't know. It depends on who else is it. I think Joe too old myself, but he had gone home. Good job or not. it's time for some youth. I think it's time for the youth, man. They, I don't know who else running besides him.
According to the question, I only can see, you know, Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
or West. It'll be Joe Biden then. It'll be Joe Biden then. Gotta stick with Joe then. I don't trust the other two.
Thank you so much for your answer, sir. I really appreciate it. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better or gotten worse or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
It's been even. It's been even, man, since Trump been president. You know, it ain't got no better since none of them been in office. So I can't see no difference in any one of them the last eight years.
So
hadn't changed at all.
Okay.
Hadn't changed at all.
So he stayed about the same?
About the same.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means definitely you should be of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means definitely shouldn't be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10, and this is the first that comes. It says crime and violence.
In my neighborhood.
Right.
It's a low. In my neighborhood, it's a 1 because I don't have no crime and violence in my neighborhood where I stay.
Okay.
Oh, the issue is be a 1.
Okay, number 1. Inflation or cost of living?
Cost of living?
Yes, sir.
It'd be the cost of living. And inflation.
Right.
Inflation and the cost of living. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. Inflation or cost of living?
Inflation?
Yes, sir.
You say inflation or cost of living?
Both. Both are under the same question.
A 10.
A 10, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, environmental justice.
Well, I can't speak. I really can't because I don't have no product around me that I'm aware of in my area where I stay. So that'd be like a meat point for me. We'll say environment.
Okay. And criminal justice reform?
Yeah. That's a 10. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Gun control?
I don't think we need gun control.
Gun control, like weapon control?
I said about 3 on my 3 or 4 on my list.
Thank you. Voting rights.
Oh, that's a 10.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10, and the first one that comes, let's see. Well, I can see everything. Sorry for this. Okay. The one that has come here, it says, this is a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years for each law. Please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, or not much at all. And it says the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. You can say it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or never heard of it.
For me,
yes, sir.
It helps some people. In Flint, Michigan, and it helps some people out there in Arizona on the Indian reservations. Yeah, I saw it'll be a 10 for me on that right there. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Next question, it says, the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed to the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to the state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments.
10.
Thank you. Next question. In a proclamation of granting pardon of for defense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
Seven.
Thank you, sir. We're almost all done, sir. I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden or Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate, sir, each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where remembers 10 means that extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means that it is not all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select 0 to 10. This is the questions. President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot of, but those policies are well known because of Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policy. How can you rate this question, sir?
That'd be about an eight. That'd be a nice question. Eight.
Thank you. Following question, it says, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or we will go backwards. We will fight for our future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or we will let politicians who want to destroy or freedom to succeed. The choice is clear. This is our Georgia, and this is our time in 2024. It is us. It is up to us to decide our future. How can you rate this question, sir?
For me, it'll be like that question fall on deaf ears. That's it'll be like a four to me or a five. Cause hell, we don't vote. We don't vote as a whole. You know, we don't.
Thank you, sir. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you, sir? You can rate this from 0 to 10, 0, no power at all, and 10, a lot of power.
No power. My vote, nope. Be who I am, no power.
No power. Thank you, sir.
We
now, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. We know, sir, that it's a little way off, but it's a stance. And how likely are you voting the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means that you definitely will vote in 2024.
10.
Yeah, thank you. Also, how would you say, sir, you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
On scale of 1 to 10, 10, because it matters. It matters a lot, especially this day and time.
Okay. Then comes this question. If November 5th, 2024, general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, or another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided, sir?
Probably Joe Biden, with those people right there running. Probably Joe Biden. See what you know.
Thank you, sir. How much do you trust in each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair Fight, you can say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or never heard of them, sir. And the first one, it says Fair Fight.
That's Stacey Abrams' organization right there. I trust her a lot. I've seen on that one.
Thank you. And Fair Count?
Fair who?
Fair Count. C-O-U-N-T.
Never heard of them.
Never
heard. That'd be maybe a zero.
Never heard of those people.
Thank you, sir. And Pro Georgia?
Pro Georgia?
Yes, sir.
I don't know enough about them either.
Thank you.
So that'd be, I just give them a whoop.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that. And New Georgia Project.
Zero. I haven't never heard of them either.
Thank you. What about Local Board of Election?
Okay, let's give them a, we give them a one.
Okay. And People's Agenda?
I don't know who they are either. I just don't know. We just give them a one.
Thank you. What about Secretary of State?
Bradford Berger. I trust him.
Thank you.
Let's go to 10 on him. I trust him. He did well right last time, so.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And what about Black Borders Matter?
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I don't know. Everything's so political right now. So travel and shit. So I give him a 3. 4.
Thank you so much. Also, these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself one or heterosexual or straight or two lesbian or gay or bisexual or for something else?
Hetero.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or without it?
26 years married.
Thank you, sir. Are you the partner or guardian of any children under age of 18? You can say yes or no.
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? You can say full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, or something else, right?
Something else. I'm not disabled right now.
Thank you, sir. Let me check the last question. And last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, and you can let us know, right? Or you can say don't know, or you can provide us any amount.
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. Finally, we would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means, we would like to, you know, to know your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023. And through December 2024, during this time, we might invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, email, invite you to events going in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections, right? Also, thank you for serving as a Georgian knowledge expert. We would like to offer you a 10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgian knowledge expert? You can say yes or no, sir.
No.
Okay. Understood. So this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation, sir.
All righty.
Thank you. Enjoy your Friday and have a nice day, sir.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Be safe.
All right.
Goodbye, sir.